episode 2790, Do What You Believe Is Great Work.
Moms, needing a little inspiration and a ray of hope? You've come to the right place. This is the show that you can turn to for just the pick-me-up you need. This is Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie. Here's your host, certified life coach, personal trainer, and nutritionist, Christiane Wargo. Staring at a
stop sign, watching. Happy, happy day. I hope you're ready for a very short week coming off of the Labor Day long weekend. It's kind of weird, you know, you got to get back in the groove of things. So today, yes, I want you to wake up your mind, fill your heart with joy, do what you believe is great work. For those of you who are brand new to Create Your Now, welcome to this incredible family. I'm so delighted of your presence. If you already haven't had the opportunity, you'll want to head on over to createyournow.com where you can learn more and sign up for the Kisses newsletter, the Keep It Simple Strategy, Everyday Solutions to Live, Love, and Impact. Steve Jobs said this, "Your work is going to fill a large part of your life, and the only way to be truly satisfied is to do what you believe is great work. And the only way to do great work is to love what you do." Now he continues with this, "If you haven't found it yet, keep looking. Don't settle. As with all matters of the heart, you'll know when you find it. And like any great relationship, it just gets better and better as the years roll on." What is your relationship with your work, your career, your responsibilities? We're coming off of Labor Day. Maybe you're kind of already tired and you're thinking, it's a Monday on a Tuesday and I just don't want to do what I'm doing, but I know I have to do it. Are you one who complains more than you soar? When you don't get your way, it's practical to search for a feel-good path that opens the door to you loading the trucks, just keeping yourself in a direction that completes the task. But unfortunately, that translation in life only leads you down a road that becomes foggy and dark really quickly. You don't know what really matters because what did matter before does not matter now. So take this moment today to create your now. Do what you believe is great work. You've got to change the tone of your day, the mindset, how you feel, and guess what? That is a choice, my friend. You get to choose. Yes, you have to do things you don't like, tedious actions that really aren't that glamorous. However, that mentality should not hold you back from looking at what you do through the eyes of greatness. You were created on purpose for a purpose. That statement alone we could spend hours on, days on, weeks, years on. There's so many things that feed into that statement, but you know what? We hear it so often that it doesn't sink in. So let me say it again. You were created on purpose for a purpose. Everything that's happened in the past up until now may not always make sense, but that doesn't mean that what you do doesn't have a purpose. God has a vision for your life. He wants you to live out your God-sized dreams in your everyday. Jeremiah 29:11 says this, "For I know the plans I have for you, declares the Lord, plans to prosper you and not to harm you, plans to give you hope and a future." Now, maybe you're scratching your head saying, "Christiane, you don't know my circumstances. There is no hope. And I'm not even sure there's going to be a future." I'm here to tell you that there is. You may not see it right now. You may be, you know, standing in the bathroom where things are a little bit foggy. Have you ever woken up, you know, where you open up your blinds and your windows, even though they could be double pane, triple pane, the most expensive windows, and there's still this haze about it? You wake up and you look through your own eyes and, you know, you talk about the sleep in your eyes. It's like you've got to clear out the fog. But in order to do that, you have got to make a decision to show up. You have to say, you know what? I don't always know what's happening. I don't always like what I'm doing, but I do what I do because I believe in the work that I do is great. Steve Jobs had a vision. And it wasn't just all about the word Apple. There was something much bigger in his life, the heart. He wanted to reach areas of people's lives, not based on their income, not based on what they did, not based on who they came from. He wanted to take his products, which would allow a service to do what? reach the heart, because that's really what matters. He created a deeper relationship with the mission of his vision. "For I know the plans I have for you, declares the Lord. Plans to prosper you and not to harm you. Plans to give you hope and a future." But you have to show up in order for the plans he has for you to come to fruition. You have to walk the unsettled path, especially when it gets rocky. You must not hang your head in shame, but sustain your passion for his gain. It's in the journey where dreams are refined, leading to your greatness being defined. One step at a time leads to miles of greatness. Do what you believe is great work. Don't settle for average. Finish each task with precision in the outcome, but patience in the journey. There is beauty in the ashes. There's beauty in the whole. There is beauty. What are you going to choose today for your greatness? Are you going to complain? Are you going to settle into your excuses? Or are you going to say, "You know what? Yeah, I woke up a little crabby. I woke up a little sleepy. My eyes are a little foggy. My head, well, I don't know. But what I do know is that I need to put one foot in front of the other. I need to do what it takes. A great champion is not made sitting on the sidelines." Serena Williams is evolving from tennis. Her greatness was not made not doing the little things. Do you think she wanted to go to the gym every day? No, she told you she didn't. She sits there and says, "I don't always like to do what I have to do, but because I know what I want and where I'm headed, she does what she needs to do." That's the difference of meh and greatness. Where are you going to rise up? Where are you going to say, "Today is the day"? Create your now. Master today to impact tomorrow. Go out, be present, be incredible, be you. I love you so very much. I cannot wait to see you on the other side. Blessings, hugs, and lots of love. We'll talk to you real soon. Have a glorious, blessed day. Bye-bye.
Feeling inspired, ready to train for life, and love your journey? Visit createyournow.com for more incredible resources to help you along the way. We'll see you next time on Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie. And remember, always be sure you consult your physician before beginning any health and fitness plan.